भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. So we are reading from Canto 11th, Chapter 10th, entitled The Nature of Fruitive Activity, Text 17. Repeat behind me.
Tatrapi karmanam kartur
asvatantryam cha lakshyate bhaktuscha dukha sukhayo कुन्वर्थो विवशं भजेत. तत्रापि कर्मणां कर्तुर अस्वातंत्र्यं च लक्ष्यते भक्तुश्च दुःखसुखयो कुन्वर्थो विवशं भजेत.
तत्रापि कर्मणां कर्तुर अस्वातंत्र्यं च लक्ष्यते भोक्तुश्च दुःखसुखयोः कुन्वर्थो विवशं भजेत.
तत्र इन द मैटर ऑफ वन्स एबिलिटी टू ऑब्टेन हैप्पीनेस अपि फर्दर मोर कर्मणाम ऑफ फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज कर्तुः ऑफ द परफॉर्मर अस्वातंत्र्यम द लैक ऑफ इंडिपेंडेंस च ऑल्सो लक्ष्यते इज क्लियरली सीन भुक्तुः ऑफ द वन हु इज ट्राइंग टू एंजॉय च ऑल्सो दुख सुखयो happiness and unhappiness ko what no indeed arthah value vivasham of one who is not in control bhajet can be derived. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although the performer of fruitive activities desires perpetual happiness, it is clearly observed that materialistic workers are often unhappy and only occasionally satisfied, thus proving that they are not independent or in control of their destiny. When a person is always under the superior control of another, how can he expect any valuable results from his own fruitive actions? Purport. Although materialistic persons reject Krishna consciousness and instead pursue temporary sense gratification, even the sense gratification is often beyond their reach. If a person could really control his destiny, why would he create problems for himself? No intelligent person would impose death, old age or disease upon himself or his loved ones. One should recognize that these unwanted miseries are forced upon by a higher power. Since we are all obviously under superior control, the atheistic philosophy advising one to simply perform fruitive activities and create a happy life is most imperfect. Due to the influence of time, happiness and misery are created. When a woman becomes pregnant, her husband, relatives and friends eagerly await the birth of the child. As the time passes and the child is born, everyone feels great happiness. But as the child grows into old age and eventually dies, that same passage of time is a cause of suffering. Ignorant persons vainly seek help from scientists who work feverishly and fruitlessly in their laboratories to stop death. In modern times, inventions have been created to eliminate the inconveniences of life, but the maintenance and production of such inconveniences have proven to be unbearably inconvenient for hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. Only the most foolish person will propose that there is no superior controller and that one can achieve favorable results by expert performance of material activities. Ultimately, all material activities are useless because they end in annihilation. If one is driving a car but has only limited control, the situation is most dangerous and must lead inevitably to disaster. Similarly, although we are trying to direct the material body to happiness, we are not in full control of the bodily demands, and therefore there will inevitably be disaster. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Ashraddhadana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa vapraapyamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. Those are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of foes, but return to birth and death in this material world. If one is not a devotee of Lord Krishna, the eventual result of his activities is simply mrityu samsara, repeated birth and death. Om Jnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Nadita Shri Vishakam Vitamsa E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Amta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vindavaneshwari Vishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shanyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. Tatrapi karmanam kartur asvatantram chalakshate. So Krishna is describing the nature of the fruitive activity and what is the difficulty or falsity of just acting in order to desire to enjoy, acting as per the Vedic injunctions. Carrying out the fruitive activities, the desire to enjoy. So, tatrapi karmanam kartur, one does one duties, enjoined in the scriptures, but one is asvatantram, one is not independent, he he can't govern the result. Therefore, everyone works hard to obtain happiness, but he obtains both happiness and distress. It's not only happiness. In fact, it is said that a person often obtains unhappiness and occasionally obtains some happiness. Bhuktuscha dukha sukhayo kun vartho vivasham bhajet. For what purpose? It is not a very intelligent venture. Most of the time one puts so much energy for obtaining happiness, but doesn't obtain it, rather there is so much misery. Kon vartho vivasham bhajet. So you are so much controlled by the higher powers, by the providence. For what purpose you execute or put so much energy in trying to execute activities, fruitive activities, with the desire to enjoy material world, material prosperity? The disciples of Prabhupada here are in the purport, they are giving some important points. They are saying, although materialistic persons reject Krishna consciousness and instead pursue temporary sense gratification, even that sense gratification is often beyond their reach. So we are quite rigidly under the control of the material nature. The similar question is asked by Vidura to Maitreya Rishi, and he puts it in the form of question, what Krishna is talking of here. And he says, sukhaya karmani karoti loko natay sukham vanya duparamamba vindet bhuyas tadeva dukham yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadena. Sukhaya karmani karoti loko. People act, people plan, endeavor a lot. Sukhaya karmani, so that they can be happy. Karoti loko natay sukham, hardly any happiness is obtained. Nata sukham. Va anyad uparamam va. What to speak of obtaining happiness? Distress also doesn't go away. Okay. Happiness is not obtained, but the distress also. Va anyad uparamam va. The distress also doesn't stop. Vindeta bhuyas tad eva dukham. On the contrary, dukh only increases sometimes. It's like Prahlad Maharaj is also pointed out. Dukhaushadam tadapi dukkham atadhyaham bhumam brahmami vadme tavadasya yogam. So whatever measures a person takes to reduce unhappiness, that itself becomes the cause of dukkha. One of my uncles, he was near 60. He thought it's a good time to do complete health checkup. So he went to one of the hospitals, very famous one, got an entire health checkup done, and the doctor said, blockage, big blockage in the heart. Immediately we should do the surgery, put some stents, etc. So they kind of scared him. He was living a normal life, went to do proactive health checkup. They put some stents, and then he was released after some time. After a week, he had some internal bleeding. He was admitted to the ICU. He was there for 10-12 days, bill of 40-50 lakhs, and ultimately left his body. He was walking, right? He was normal actually. But he thought, I should not have, you know, any dukkha in the future. Let me do a real story. And the family was in so much distress, because he left and spent all the earnings also, right? Practically. Nothing remaining for them also. He left, took all the riches along with all the doctors and everyone. Sukhaya karmani karoti loko na tai sukham vanya durupavaramam va vindet bhuyas tadev dukham. On the contrary, so much more unhappiness comes. Right? Person is acting for happiness, but what happens is contrary so very often. Yat atru yuktam bhagavan vadena. What should we do? What should be done? Right? Vidurji is actually out of compassion for such people, for all of us. He is out of great compassion, he is asking, how should a person act in this world after all? And whatever a person does just ultimately bounces back on his head, right? Creates more misery for him. यदत्र युक्तम भगवान वदेन्ना, क्या किया जाए। सो लाइक दैट, सो वी विल सी द आंसर टू दैट। सो मोटिवेशनल, वी सी इन दिस वर्ल्ड दैट we hear talks of many people who say one should be very positive. You are the maker of your own destiny, you are the creator of your own destiny, and so on, right? So many talks like that. But here, if you see the disciples of Prabhupada, they are writing in the purport, if a person could really control his destiny, right? If you say, okay, fine, you can really control your destiny, then we can see that you are destined to grow old, be diseased and death. Right? That's the destiny. That's there in the destiny. Please control your destiny and adjust it, remove it. Right? One can ask people who feel that they are the maker, controller and of their destiny. Please control your destiny and not grow old, not be diseased and don't die. So, if we ask someone, there could be actually two arguments. I met one person who said, yes, it will happen very soon. So he said the scientists have already conquered many diseases and they will slow down the aging process and actually practically man will become immortal. Right? So that will happen very soon. So when you ask, can you control? Yes, that is happening. It's going to happen very soon. So, I was actually quite shocked that someone can be in so much of ignorance. I had heard that, there are people who believe that the scientists will bring some kind of medicine or some mechanism for the man to make model. But I never expected, I thought they must be very rare people. I personally met one person who had come to Govardhan Eco Village. Right? And he was very convinced that yes, we'll be able to conquer all diseases, man will practically become immortal. So, I try to explain to him based on the scriptures that this is not possible. Come on, there is no evidence and so on. He was saying, well, science has invented so many things, previously there was no evidence of that. But when it comes, then evidence is created or something, right? So he was arguing and I was trying to explain. But then I realized that he was around in mid 50s or so, that I think he is desperately waiting for some medicine to come so that his aging will further stop and so on. Right? So I thought better not to argue so much, And he's not ready to listen, so it will simply turn into kutar kadi dukh. Right? Kutar kadi dukh. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says there are threefold miseries we know, adhyatmik, adi bhautik, adi devik. He said there is a fourth kind of misery, which is misery arising due to bad arguments, kutar kadi dukh. So there is it will not solve anything, only create misery, bitterness. So I said, okay, fine. How did you like this place, Govardhan Eco Village? Ah, place is great, he said. How is the food here? Food is also very great. Right? So anyway, I said, good, at least he took some prasad, appreciated. Kind of, and I said, we have a very special event. I told him in the evening, Yamuna Aarti. You must come for Yamuna Aarti, attending Yamuna Aarti. He said, yes, yes, I'll come. So I became a little friendly. I said, argumentation is not helping. Some friendly relation, call him, let him hear the holy names, take some prasad. Right? And unknowingly, he's taking the medicine to eternal life. Right? What the scientist will not be able to produce or give him, he actually, by coming over there, taking prasad, hearing the chanting of the names, he has begun to take that medicine, which will lead to eternal life. So I would like to read one beautiful conversation of Prabhupada, right, in the context of this purport. And I would maybe request you all to share something which you find to be striking. Right? We'll try to make a little interactive today. in compliance with the time and age to be have interactive session and so on. Right. So I will request some of you to share what you found to be striking in the conversation. This is from Nilamrit. So Prabhupada was from Mayapur, he arrived at the home of Mr. Ram Nivas Tandaria in New Delhi, and there was a reporter waiting to interview him. "I understand," said the reporter, "that by Krishna you mean some eternal principle." "I do not mean a principle," Rupa said. "I mean a person like you and me." So Prabhupada began explaining that how Supreme Personality of God had the person. Suddenly the sirens began to sound. "Blackout, blackout," cried the reporter and others in the house. War between Pakistan and India had been imminent for weeks. Which year? 1971. War between Pakistan and India had been imminent for weeks, and air raids, drills and warnings were now commonplace in Delhi. "Sir," the reporter spoke tensely in the darkened room, "this is the presence of reality. We are being threatened by this fight with Pakistan. The siren is the ugly reality coming for us." "We are always in the ugly reality," Prabhupada said, 24 hours a day. "Suppose there is no blackout. Still, if you go in the street, there is no guarantee you will get home. In this way, you are always in the ugly reality. Why do you say only this blackout? This is just one feature of this ugly reality. That's all." Reporter: "Yes, but at the moment..." "Why do you want to speak?" Prabhupada cuts him. "You do not realize you are in the ugly reality 24 hours a day. Padam padam yad vipadam. There is danger at every step." Reporter: "I know, sir, but this is collective national danger. Have you something to offer us as a remedy?" Prabhupada: "Krishna consciousness is our only remedy. Take this process and you will be happy." Reporter: "Sir, I think someone should go to Yahya Khan," the president of Pakistan at that time, Yahya Khan. Prabhupada: "What benefit will you derive by going to Yahya Khan?" Reporter: "Someone is out there to kill me." Prabhupada: "But suppose Yahya Khan doesn't kill you, will you be safe? Then what is the use of going to Yahya Khan? You will die today or tomorrow. If you want to save yourself, then go to Krishna. That is our proposition. If you go to Yahya Khan and he does not fight, then you mean to say that you will live forever? What is the use of flattering Yahya Khan? Flatter Krishna so that you will be saved perpetually. Why don't you do that?" Prabhupada is asking him. Reporter: "I was thinking in terms of collective security. I can see your point." Prabhupada: "You should know you are always in danger." Reporter: "Yes, sir, we agree. The late Einstein also said the same thing, but that is our position." Prabhupada is saying, "And Krishna says, I will save you. Therefore, let us go to Krishna. Why go to Yahya Khan?" Reporter: "Simply because he is disturbing us, that's all." Prabhupada: "Your mind is always disturbing you all the time." "Because it is always with you. Your body is always with you. Are you not suffering from bodily pains? Why don't you go to Yahya Khan to cure your pains? You are always in danger. Why don't you realize that?" Reporter: "We realize this, but there is a national disaster." Right? Prabhupada: "These are symptoms. People are trying to give patchwork cure for the disease. We are giving the supreme cure. That is the difference. No patchwork cure will help you. You need a complete cure." And Prabhupada quotes the verse: "Janma karma cha me divyam, evam yo veti tatvata, tyaktva deham punarjanma, naiti ma meti so arjuna." The cure is no more repetition of birth and death. That is what we want. That is the benefit of Krishna consciousness. Yam prapya na nivartante tad dham paramam mama. If you go to Krishna, then you don't come back to this material world. Reporter: "Sir, suppose 100 pure saintly Krishna conscious people are meditating and discussing together, and someone comes and drops a bomb. Right? What do you do then?" Right? Prabhupada: "Those who are Krishna conscious are not afraid of the bomb. When they see a bomb coming, they think that Krishna desired the bomb to come. A Krishna conscious person is never afraid of anything. Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesita syat. One who has the conception that something can exist outside of Krishna is afraid. On the other hand, one who knows that everything is coming from Krishna has no reason to be afraid. The bomb is coming, he says, ah, Krishna is coming. Who are you saying? I don't know how many of us can say, but Prabhupada, you know, he's confidently saying. And he's amidst that, right? It's not that he's outside of that. It's not. He's speaking while there is a blackout, while there are raids and so on. And Prabhupada is sitting and saying, the bomb comes, devotee will think, ah, Krishna is coming. That is the vision of a devotee. He thinks Krishna wants to kill me with a bomb, that is all right. I'll be killed. That is Krishna consciousness. So I thought I'll share this conversation. Ask you, what did you find to be striking? Anyone like to volunteer? Please raise hand. Yes, Radhika Prem Prabhu.
So here Prabhupada is emphasizing that irrespective of, we may find externally so many places where we can take shelter of, we can think of, that we can take shelter of this, we can take a shelter of that. But ultimately Prabhupada is saying that no matter what you are in position to, but you, we must take shelter of Krishna's and Krishna's holy name for the eternal, you know, living basically.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, Prabhuji.
Wonderful conversation. After hearing this, I could remember the pastime of Prabhupada when he was preparing puris at his home, when the atom bombs in the World War, taking place. At that time he was preparing puris for the deities.
Right.
Absolutely 100% convinced that whatever that is happening by Krishna's will and wish. And the most important point which I could get a very good clue is, that even if Yaya Khan doesn't kill you, the material nature is going to kill you. Somehow or other, we are just unnecessarily in an illusion that, okay, if I'm getting protected from this thing, I'll be getting protected forever. That is not the case in this material world. One thing is very clear, you are going to be getting destroyed either today or tomorrow. One thing is clear, you have taken a birth, you have going to be destroyed. It is just a matter of time. And the intelligent person just takes the shelter and make it very clear that I don't want to get it repeated once again. This is what I could.
Thank you. So it's a beautiful conversation. I also found it to be quite interesting. So in this world, generally people are very concerned about the immediate danger, immediate necessities, and they completely ignore the ultimate danger and the ultimate necessity. They completely ignore. Right? There's one saying I read, I'm paraphrasing it, that how people are very funny in this world. They are very careful about preserving small, small things and they waste their entire life. Right? So, in this way, most of the people, you know, they are so concerned about immediate necessities that they miss the ultimate necessity of life. So therefore, actually if you see, Prabhupada in this conversation, he is saying we have to take some immediate measure. Prabhupada says you first understand that what is the ultimate solution, what is the ultimate measure. Now Prabhupada is not denying the immediate measures. Prabhupada would also tell that when there is some danger, Prabhupada says, okay, go and report to the police, go and file a case against them, is it not? Prabhupada would himself, whenever there is a problem, we have to take immediate measures. And Prabhupada was practical in all that. But here in this conversation, Prabhupada is, whatever immediate solutions the reporter is giving, Prabhupada is cutting it off. Because he is ignorant of the ultimate reality. So, if we are very concerned and we are very particular about so many immediate necessities, right, and we take care of them very nicely, perfectly, but we miss the ultimate reality, ultimate goal, we are actually losers. So Prabhupada cut off all the, you know, all the proposition for immediate action that need to be taken, and keeps back and back again and again draws his focus that understand that what is the ultimate reality. Are you doing something to address that? Right? The ultimate danger, the ultimate necessity. Like once Prabhupada asked one devotee, what are you doing? And Prabhupada, I am kind of travelling here and doing this. Like he was not sure. Prabhupada said, what are you doing with your life? Right? He was stunned. Again, are you thinking where are you going, right? Ultimately, what are you doing in your life? We ask that question. So therefore, all the various system of philosophies, the six system, primarily the five, the six is the Vedanta, the one of the main defects in this deviant philosophy is that they only deal in terms of the immediate causes and they only address the immediate causes. You know, whether it is karma or whether it is some material elements are interacting and so on. And all of these philosophies they miss out the ultimate cause of all causes, which is the Supreme Lord. So there's a central defect of all the deviant philosophies, which we have been studying. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Parabhavasta vadabodha jato yavan na jigyasita atma tattvam yavat kriyasta vadidam manove karmatmakam yena sharira bandha parabhavasta abodha jato yavan na jigyasita atma tattvam. Srimad Bhagavatam very clearly says, a person will ultimately be defeated if he doesn't inquire into self-realization. Yavan na jigyasita atma tattvam. If a person is only concerned about, no matter how much positive attitude you have, how much skills you have, how much time management you can do, you know, how much better communication skills you have, may have over there, so many things, right? In this world, everyone is offering you some many tools to have a better living. Fine, you may, for the time being, have some better situation in the immediate sense. But Bhagavatam is saying, Parabhavastavadabodha jato. Ultimately, you will be defeated if one doesn't inquire into self-realization. So, again, this, if you see the same point, how we often become so much concerned about the immediate necessities, immediate dangers, we keep losing the focus of the ultimate necessity and the ultimate danger of the material existence. To give another example, in India alone, number of people who die in road accidents are 3 to 4 persons die every minute in India alone in the road accidents. So these are published statistics. You can verify. It said the number of people who die on road accidents every year surpass the number of people who have died in all the wars which India has fought till now. Whatever war India has fought, more number of people die than that every year in road accidents. Right? And we are very proud that we are, you know, making highways and automobiles and so on. Right? We totally ignore this ugly reality. Every year more number of people die. And if there is some war, national emergency, national danger, everything, right? As this report was talking of. But about this reality. And this is just the Indian statistics, 3 to 4 people die. Right? There are one death every 3 to 4 minutes in India, and 3 to 4 people die every minute in the world statistics. So just imagine that during this 1 hour Bhagavatam class, more than 200 people will die on the road accident. And worldwide statistics, more than one person commits suicide every minute. All these are published statistics. Every minute of the clock, more than one person commits suicide. While in this 1 hour approximately of Bhagavatam class, 60 people will commit suicide out of frustration, depression. Just imagine that, right? Ugly reality which we are living in. But we just tend to deny it. We don't want to talk about it in general. Which Srimad Bhagavatam, which the saintly people, right, which Prabhupada keeps bringing that to the focus. What are you doing about that? So therefore, Vidurji da sukhaya karmani karoti loko na te sukham vanya duparamam va vindet bhuya sadeva dukham yadartha yuktam bhagavan vadena. What is to be done? Please tell us. Therefore, Maitreya says, soham ninam shulla sukhaya dukham mahadgatanam virmaya tasya parvartaye bhagavatam puranam yadaha sakshad bhagavan rishibhya. Therefore, soham ninam shulla sukhaya dukha. Therefore, for the benefit of human beings who work very hard for very small happiness, parvartaye bhagavatam puranam, the Lord in the form of Vyasadeva had given this Srimad Bhagavatam Purana. Please read this, understand this. Take to Krishna consciousness, render devotional service, and so on. Okay, so we were talking of two arguments can be given by a person. And when we say, if you can control your destiny, can you adjust your destiny? Can you change your destiny that you will not die, not grow old and be diseased? So first thing, the person believe in the scientists and so on, right? They may say, yes, some medicine will come and so on. But then there may be others who may say, but that is not possible for anyone. Right? Those who take to Krishna consciousness, can they control their destiny like that? Can they not grow old, not be diseased and not die? So, Prabhupada answers that so Prabhupada answers that for a person who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, for him factually there is no birth, old age, disease or death. How can a person be engaged fully in the devotional service of the Lord? Factually, there is no birth, old, disease and death, Prabhupada says. And if you see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's quite striking, Chaitanya Sanatana Goswami was in Jagannath Puri and there was itching sores on his body and there was liquid coming out, right, which was bad smelling due to the sores, infectious sores on his body, a terrible skin disease. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would embrace him often. And he would say, my Lord, my body is obnoxious. Lord would say, Prabhu kahe Vaishnav dehe prakirta kabunai, aprakirta dehe Vaishnavera chidanandamai. Lord says, no, the body of Vaishnava is not material. Your body is chidanandamai. Can you imagine someone is having itching sores? Liquid is obviously coming out, which is bad smelling. And the Lord is saying, your body is chidanandamai. That's what the Lord is telling. Therefore, Prabhupada says, a devotee is actually already liberated. Okay? So Srimad Bhagavatam gives the Puran evidence that this is just external superficial covering. A person who is already beyond the bodily concept is already liberated. Iha yasya harer dasya karmana manasagira nikilashvabhi vasthasu jivan muktasa uchyate. Person is already liberated. So therefore Prabhupada explains, there is actually no birth, old age, disease and death for a devotee. Right? So therefore, what seems to be superficial, that will be removed and the devotee will attain to the eternal life. So in this way, Prabhupada answers that question also. Yes, a devotee is actually free from birth, old age, disease and death. Recently in Govardhan Eco Village, His Holiness Bhakti Priyam Gadadhar Swami Maharaj, he is a sannyasi from Bangladesh, disciple of Jayavataka Maharaj. So he recently visited Govardhan Eco Village and he was giving a class and he was speaking upon this verse, Jivan Mukta Sa Uchyate, a person is liberated. And he gave a beautiful understanding just for common, all of us to understand. He said, if you are happy in your service to Krishna, then you are liberated. Right? He simply said that. If you are happy serving Krishna, then you are liberated. So then he asked, so are you all happy? And people were like, you know, not so confident. No one would immediately say Hari Bol or yes, you know, little bit apprehensive. he asks, are you happy? People were just thinking what to say, what not to say. And then he said, be happy and you will remain free from all material conditions. Be happy and you will remain liberated. That means, continue on the path of happiness. Continue rendering, if you are not feeling happy, continue rendering Krishna consciousness and you will remain liberated. And you will achieve the ultimate end very soon. It's a very profound realization he gave. So, therefore, taking up to devotional service, that is the real medicine, right? That is the ultimate medicine for the disease of the material existence, for birth, old age, and death, with ugly reality, for all the suffering of this world. So there is a beautiful verse by King Kulshekhar in Mukundamala Stotra, where he says, where he talks of Aushadhi, right? What is the real Aushadhi? Everyone is seeking, as we discussed, some cure for the miseries of material existence and so on. So King Kulshekhar is giving Aushadhi, of the verse talking about Aushadham, and use the word Aushadham 8 times. This is like Aushadham, Aushadashtakam. The 8th verse is describing what is the real medicine. Vyamoha prashamaushadam munimano vritti pravittaushadam detindratikaraushadam tribhuvane sanjeevane kaushadam bhaktyatandhitaushadam bhavabhaya pradvamshane kaushadam shreya praptikaraushadam pivamana shri krishna divyaushadam. So he is saying that the names of the Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna Divya Aushadham, it is Vyamoha Prasham Aushadham. It is like a capsule which will cure the disease of illusion. Vyamoha Prasham Aushadham. Muni Mano Vritti Pravitti Aushadham. It is like a pill which will enable the sages to fix the mind in meditation. Muni Mano Vritti Pravitti Aushadham. Dyatya Indra Arati Karoshadam. It is like a antibiotic which will contract all the evil demonic forces. Tribhuvane Sanjeevane Kaushadam. It is like an elixir which can restore the three worlds to life. Sanjeevane Kaushadam. We were talking about eternal life. Bhaktya Atyanta Hitaushadam. Bhava. So, bhaktya atyanta hitaushadam, it is like a perfect tonic which will nourish the devotees of the Lord. Bhava bhaya pradhamshanay kaushadam, it is like an IV which will destroy the fear of material existence. Okay, so, in this way, he described that how the holy name of the Lord is the perfect medicine for all kind of material diseases, material infections and so on. So, in this way, the verse says that what is the use of engaging in fruitive activities and try to adjust material circumstances, create some favorable material conditions, gather some material tools and techniques and so on, which one may do or which provided one is focusing on the ultimate reality. Okay? So the verse says, what is the use of just taking care of immediate things and so on? Kun vartho vivasham bhajet. What is the use of simply performing fruitive activities, okay, without devotional service? So, anyone has any question? I was thinking of speaking something from Chaitanya Charitamrit, but if there is any question before that? Yes, please.
Hare Krishna. There are two comments which really shook me up in my Krishna consciousness recently. there is one family devotee who husband and wife both are devotees, and their grandfather was in the last stage of his life. And when he was, his grandfather was in last stage of his life, so everybody took care of him, everybody were, because he was in the last stage, so everybody were taking care of him. But he said, no, 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 I don't want to see anybody of you, just go out from this room. So everybody were disturbed, but because he wanted that way, so everybody had to go out. And that was his personal room. He said, please go out. And when everybody went away, then this devotee's father was there, means his grandfather was, his father was there. So he called his father, means his son, and he said, now everybody has gone out, take a yeah. So then he took out his key, which was there in his sacred thread itself. He took out the key, and he himself, although he was on the deathbed, he opened it out. And he opened it out and took out all the jewelries and all the cash and all the things which he has earned for the whole lifetime. He took it out. He took it out, and then he told his son also, now you get out from the room. So he told his son also to go out from the room, and then they were watching from outside that what he was doing. So he was completely in that last stage of his life. He was counting all his notes. He was counting jewelries, and he was seeing everything is perfect or not. And he was taking lots of shelter from that. And in that time itself, he got a last stroke of his breath. And he left his body at that time itself, at that spot itself, in front of all the jewelries and all the knots and everything, he left his body. That incident made me understood that that's this type of illusion people have, that this is going to give me shelter, when what type of a consciousness he had it when he was leaving his body, he don't know what destination he will be having it. The second thing which I could see, it was in my community, one of the most successful businessmen, very successful businessman, he had two sons. And both the sons didn't have a son. They both had a daughters. And he was very much concerned that sons should be there, otherwise who is going to take care of the full business empire. Now he too was also in the last stage of his life. But his second son's daughter was pregnant. And she was on the last stage, was about to be due for delivery. So he was on the ventilator. But he was not leaving his body, because he was wanted to make it sure that a son is born in their family, and the business and all the empire will be going on. So all the family members were knowing it, that he is surviving just because he was going to get the message that a son is born and everything will be going on properly. Now the thing happened was that all of them knew it, that nobody should tell anything about this, otherwise he might leave his body. Now unfortunately, the daughter-in-law gave the birth to a daughter, not a son. So what happened was, everybody told that nobody should tell to Dadaji that a daughter has been born. So whenever anybody was coming to see the grandfather, so they're asking him, what has happened? What has happened? He said, no, she is in the hospital, but no result has come. So he was surviving on the ventilator also, he was surviving just because that news was going to be come. Now the one that maid servant who didn't know anything, he didn't know anything that this was the main reason. So he went to do some service for him. So he asked the maid servant, what happened? Bhabhi ko kya in Gujarati? Bhabhi no koi samachar aaya ke nahi, means anything has come or not. So he didn't knew it. So he casually said, tumne khabar nahi, you didn't know it? The daughter is born. Now the thing that happened was, he asked three times, are you sure? So he said, 3 days happened, the daughter is born. So what happened was that the last stage, in our Gujarati say, Dikri, 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 means daughter, 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 and he left his body. I was shocked when I heard this news. But this is the reality of life, how much you have an attachment to your business and all those things. And in that way, he left his body. From this we have to understand, Prabhu, that if we don't take Krishna consciousness, what could be our destiny also? Hari Bol, Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Anyone else wants to share anything or ask anything? I think we'll stop over here because only 5 minutes. I'll some other time. I'll not be able to do any justice to. I want to speak on pastime, but keep it for the future. Jai Grantara Srimad Bhagatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitaya Gaur Premanande.